Our technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Friends, family, and listeners, we at the American Freedom Network are all grieved at the untimely passing of our friend Michael Corbin. His funeral was scheduled for Monday, but that has been postponed, and as of this time, we have no further details. Keep listening to the American Freedom Network. We will keep you informed as we receive the information, and we will make the appropriate announcements. And we thank you.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joseph Christopher. We're going to be talking about his book, Sweet Silver. And Joseph has written a book really going into the background of silver as an investment, why it was something that really people should understand. And we've been stressing this with our listeners for a good deal of time, for quite some time, trying to point out that this is an excellent investment, not only because we have a fiat money system, and this system is in the process of being destroyed, which will mean that most people in this country are going to be impoverished. Oh, they have a pension, a certain number of dollars every year they've been promised, but those dollars may not even buy a loaf of bread. The difficulty is that every fiat money system that is in throughout all history has eventually collapsed, and ours is currently in the process of collapsing. How bad it will be, well, no one knows. Will we end up as it was in the Weimar Republic, the situation that happened in Germany in the 1920s and led to the ascension of Adolf Hitler to power? Will it be as it is in Rhodesia, or they call it Zimbabwe today, where the government that the United States State Department installed there under a well-known lifelong Marxist named Mugabe, wasn't the person that the people of Rhodesia wanted, but it was the people that the people of Washington, D.C. wanted. They wanted Mugabe in there. Today, their inflation rate is 100,000% a year. 100,000% a year. What's going to happen in the United States? Heaven only knows. I certainly don't, but I do know that silver is disappearing. In fact, over this last weekend, I was called by one of my friends who deals in gold and silver. He told me that you can't get silver coins at the present time. You can still get the bags of silver, but as far as the silver medallions that come from the mint, as far as the other sources of silver and silver rounds and silver bars, you just can't get them because there's a shortage. Joseph, have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
Why don't you tell us, Dr. Stan, what motivated you to write your book, Sweet Silver?
Well, I've been interested. Actually, I began as a coin collector when I was about age 15. My father got me interested, and as I started studying more the history of money and so on and so forth, I really realized, and actually your show had a lot to do with it. I've been a longtime listener, and you know, our money is no longer backed by gold or silver, as your listeners well know. And so as I began studying, I just felt that I could write a book, you know, that would be easy to understand, down to earth. You know, I'm not a stockbroker. I'm a well-educated person, but I consider myself an average Joe, as the title of my book says, Sweet Silver Investing for the Ordinary Joe. And so I put this book together. It took me about 2 years, and the motivation was to originally get out to family and friends that they need to start planning ahead for the times that lie ahead that I believe are going to be quite dramatic and quite life-changing for many Americans and fact, worldwide, that we're going to have shortages of many things, including food. Listen to your program 4 or 5 days back, I believe it was, and you had a gentleman on who was talking about the coming food shortages in the United States.
David Sibley, who actually sells food. He's the Ready Reserve, head of Ready Reserve Foods, and they're having difficulty getting foods that for preparing, and certainly the prices on everything is going up. And although there are no dramatic shortages yet, it's only a matter of time. Certainly many parts of the world, there are shortages of rice, and the price of wheat is going through the roof. And people don't understand that famine is a very real possibility in many parts of the world, and although we hate to think of it happening here, it could certainly happen here if we don't have a good wheat crop. And I don't know what all this flooding in the Midwest is going to do to the wheat crop. But you go ahead with your thoughts on silver, Joseph.
Well, to elaborate on what you had originally said in your opening statement about a shortage, I've been reading quite a bit this past week about some of the major dealers and the smaller coin shops being completely out of silver. The demand, obviously, has outstripped supply, especially the bars, 10-ounce bars and 100-ounce bars. And I think when you see a spot price, I mean, we had a good bit of a pullback this last week in the price of silver. I believe it got as high as 21 and has come back down in the 1690 I checked it this morning. And I would certainly look at that as a great buying opportunity, but the difficulty might be finding anyone who's willing to sell it at that price, especially in quantity. When you start talking 100-ounce bars, they're just not all that available, if available at all. And another point that needs to be made that was brought to my attention is eBay. You can pretty much buy and sell anything on eBay. When you see what silver is going for on eBay, it's going for quite a bit over spot. There's quite a bit of competition for what's available out there just because of the fact there's not that much available out there, and people are paying quite a bit over spot, you know, to get it. And then on top of that, of course, they're paying insurance and shipping from whoever is willing to sell it. And so by the time you figure out what you're paying, you're paying maybe $3-4 over spot, you know, just to get it.
Well, I think it's really very interesting when we really look at the history of silver and how, you know, the government had a billion ounces of silver at one time backing our currency.
Right.
And then, of course, when they withdrew the silver backing of our currency during the Johnson administration, they dumped all that silver on the market. And of course, prior to that point, our currency was at least in part backed by silver. And you could take a dollar bill and a silver certificate, and you could get silver.
Right.
And then for a time, you know, as they were beginning to try to phase out the silver, why, they'd give you silver granules if you demanded silver.
Correct.
But then, of course, the time came when they just completely took away the silver backing, as they'd done the gold backing. And at that point, why, of course, they began putting that, just throwing that billion ounces of silver out in the market, keeping the price down. I went up from $1.29 up to about $5, $6. But then it just sat there. And then we'll tell you more when we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talkie.
Baby, what a bottle!
or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines, and even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum, hear a hissing noise, see bubbling earth or water, vegetation that's dead or dying, or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate, and don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately and call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Friends, family, and listeners, we at the American Freedom Network are all grieved at the untimely passing of our friend Michael Corbin. His funeral was scheduled for Monday, but that has been postponed, and as of this time, we have no further details. Keep listening to the American Freedom Network. We will keep you informed as we receive the information, and we will make the appropriate announcements. And we thank you.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joseph Christopher, his book, Sweet Silver. And we were simply talking about what happened with silver. Well, suddenly, about 1979, while the price of silver went through the ceiling, there were real problems in our society at that time. The Hunt brothers had certainly bought up a great deal of silver, fund the price up, and it got up to $50 an ounce, and then, of course, it collapsed and came back down again because there really wasn't a shortage of silver in the world. But the thing is that because the price is so low, the silver mines have shut down, so silver is not being produced except as a byproduct of copper or zinc mining, and then a certain amount of it comes out of the market because it is produced along with these other products. But, you know, as time has gone by, the backlog of silver has progressively diminished to the point where there is not a great deal of silver overhanging the market. Joseph, do we have any idea how much silver there is actually in the world today? As the demand for silver increases, it looks like the supply is decreasing.
That's correct. What I've read recently is that somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 million ounces is about all that's available. And when you compare that with somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 billion ounces of gold available for investment, I think you could definitely make the statement at this point that silver is actually rarer than gold as far as availability and being able to actually get your hands on it. So I think that's one compelling reason to own silver at this time. And I think another good point, you had just mentioned it, is the mining process, that so many of these mines have been mothballed, and you just cannot speed up the mining process like you can speed up a printing press. You know, as our government just prints fiat money with wild abandon, these mines certainly cannot keep up with that. And I think another really interesting point I'd like to bring forth is when you look at the U.S. government's Eagle program, their silver, gold, and platinum Eagles, it's kind of interesting to note that on the silver Eagle, it's denominated in $1. And obviously we know silver is worth more than $1 an ounce. Gold is denominated at $50. And obviously gold is worth more than $50 an ounce. And the platinums are at $100. And obviously we know platinum, last I looked, was close to $1,900 an ounce. So obviously, they're a bit behind on that.
Well, either that or they're acknowledging the fact that our money is basically increasingly worthless.
Right, right.
And, of course, what people don't understand is that this eventually is what happens to every country. It happened in ancient Greece. It happened in ancient Rome. Politicians can never be, looked upon as responsible. In fact, Aristotle had said there's absolutely nothing wrong with paper money as long as you have rulers that are wise and moderate and intelligent people. Well, of course, he knew that you didn't get rulers who are wise and intelligent and prudent people, and as a result, why he with Aristotle,
right,
had actually witnessed the destruction of the value of the money the Greeks were using at that time. They didn't print paper money; they just printed money, coined money that was out of base metals and became increasingly devalued as they printed more and they coined more and more and more of it. And that's exactly what our leaders are doing today. They're running the printing presses. They're massively expanding the money supply. And what people don't understand is inflation is not rising prices.
Right.
Inflation is a byproduct of increasing the amount of paper money that's out there. And you have more money chasing a fixed number of goods, and it drives the price up.
Correct.
Inflation, like rain, does not, you know, wet streets don't cause rain, and inflation doesn't cause rising prices. Inflation is the increase in the money supply, and it's the increase in the money supply that causes rising prices, but they don't want the people to know that, nor do they want them to know that the current rate of inflation is well over 10%, and the government officials are simply lying about it. And this has come up, covered in many of the publications, many of the books that are written today. You'll hear about hedonics, H-E-D-O-N-I-C-S. H-E-D-O-N-I-C-S, that's how they calculate inflation, and it's just another term for lying.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell the American people the truth. Well, where do we go with silver? Is the price of silver going to continue rising, do you think, Joseph?
Oh, I definitely believe it is. I mean, just as you just mentioned, as they continue to inflate the amount of paper money that's available, you know, what you're starting to see is what I believe anyway is the little guy, which I consider myself, going to coin shows, going to coin shops, and just buying $500, $600, $700, $800 of silver here and there at a time, will have a much greater impact on the market than say a millionaire or even a billionaire going and buying a bunch like we have with the Hunt brothers. As more and more people realize they need to protect their savings, and I think the point needs to be made that there's definitely a distinction between savings and investments. And my feeling is that gold and silver are savings, just as or more secure than what one would think of as a passbook savings account, where stocks, bonds, annuities, that type of thing, I feel are high risk, not necessarily high risk, but risk investments. Risk capital, I feel, is the only thing that should go into stocks, bonds, annuities, that type of thing, after you've procured, you know, a fair amount of silver, precious metals in your physical possession.
Well, I'm not certain that anybody should, in their right mind, would be in the stock market today unless perhaps they were in energy stocks, in gold or in silver. Otherwise, maybe in uranium. But certainly the stock market is a trap, and because the stocks are overvalued, our whole economy is beginning to quake. We're looking at a recurrence of what happened back in the 1930s. And, of course, a lot of people are told, oh, well, you really want to be get into something that's safe. Get into T-bills. It's as safe and as solvent as the government of the United States. Well, first of all, they're paying you 3.5% on your T-bonds at the present time. Inflation is 10%. And then they have the audacity to charge the income tax on that 3%, which will take maybe another 30% off of the 3%. So you get into T-bonds, guaranteed confiscation of your wealth. But the average individual doesn't understand that because they don't understand inflation.
Exactly. Just as the point you had made that inflation is nothing more than the value of the paper money that we carry in our pockets, you know, losing value. And I think probably the paramount case we have going on right now is the U.S. government's, you know, economic stimulus package, as they call it. I got my little letter in the mail a week or so back from the government, you know, saying that, you know, you're going to get $600 per person and $300 per child and so on and so forth. And,
Isn't that nice?
I think of it as, I call him Helicopter Ben.
Right.
Helicopter Ben Bernanke dropping money from helicopters. And, you know, I got to thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, the average guy out there is going to take that money, probably go to Walmart or somewhere, buy some electronic gadget, and, you know, I think of it more, it's more like the Chinese economic stimulus package.
Right. Either that, or I just hope that the people will take their money and pay off their debt, out of debt.
I mean, that's number one.
Right. That is the most important thing, because, you know, if you don't get out of debt, and if you lose your job, and an awful lot of people are going to lose their jobs before this is over, a lot of those people with those nice, safe federal or state or local municipal jobs, they're going to lose them.
Yeah.
Because the government is not going to have the money to pay them. And so many of our major corporations are shutting down now, transferring their other base of operations to foreign countries, and actually being encouraged to by our government.
Right.
And, of course, the people who control the government hate America. They want, of course, to build up the economy of other nations and lower the living standards here, which they're in the process of doing, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to understand. Well, you know, Joseph, the fact that just in this last week or two we're hearing about very real shortages of silver, and it's not simply in the minted coins, you know, that comes out of the mint, but apparently there's a real problem in being able to get silver bars, you know, which is the most elemental form of silver.
Right.
I mean, certainly this thing has just come about only within the last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yes, definitely. And I think, you know, I talked to quite a few people in the market, and, you know, there's certainly people that make money trading in and out of gold and silver all the time, but I personally don't think that's a prudent idea, and this would be the case in point. What's going on right now, if you had sold off a fair amount at 21 when it hit the high, and you held that in paper money to jump back in, well, the question is, are you going to be able to jump back in? Is there going to be silver available to buy with currency? And
well, I think it's so fascinating, you know, that the price of silver is quoted this morning at $16, and I think it was 81 cents, at least when I looked at it on crypto this morning. And that's fine. $16.81 is the price, but there isn't any available.
There isn't any available,
and
right.
And of course, then if you want to buy it, you're going to have to pay what the real market price
real
is.
Real market prices,
and
right.
And, of course, the thing is that the 1681 is set by the big boys who have intentionally driven the price down because they certainly want to control the price of gold and silver. The trouble is, you know, if people go out and try to buy it, they're not going to buy it for 1681. You can't buy it for 1681. And you go to a coin store right now and you try to buy a bars, you know, or silver medallions, and there just aren't any, and I've heard this from several silver dealers.
Sure.
And but, I've seen this in a couple of newsletters. I don't think this has gotten into the media yet, though, has it?
No, I haven't heard it in the media, but then again, what the media decides to report is what they decide to report, as you well know.
I mean, once people understand that there's a real shortage, why, of course, it'll run the price up, and I think we're on the verge of it, really an explosion in the price of silver. What do you think?
Oh, most definitely. I think we're just, you know, the market demand will always win out, and even if they could continue to suppress the price of silver, it really would be meaningless. The true price is what you're able to buy it for. And
sure.
Certainly a lot of these dealers, they may have some silver in stock, but if they're wise, they may be thinking, well, I don't really want to sell it at $17 an ounce when I realize that in a couple of weeks it's going to be quite a bit higher. I'm just going to sit tight.
And I think we're going to see silver at $100 an ounce. I don't think there's any question.
I don't think there's any
that
question.
High, you know, to get into its proper relationship with gold. The price has been manipulated, as the price of so many things are, by the people of great wealth who control the markets. We don't have a free market.
No.
We have a controlled market. And until the people begin to understand that, until they understand fiat money, until they understand that this is a system by which banks can create money out of nothing and then lend it to you and charge interest And, of course, compound this over and over and over again. Since 1971, they've increased the amount of money in circulation 12-fold, and that was as of 2005. And after those of you who read my newsletter remember when Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, pointed that out to Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan didn't deny it. He knew exactly what was going on.
Right.
He created this great bubble that now threatens to destroy the whole world financial system. That's what's so incredible. And they've done this intentionally, maliciously. In fact, this last week there was a fascinating article as to why they had actually destroyed Eliot Spitzer, the governor of the state of New York.
Mm.
Some people said it was because he was trying to investigate Larry Silverstein. Others said it was because, we'll get to that when we get back to it in just a moment with Joseph Christopher, his book, Sweet Silver, fascinating read. We'll be right back.
Remind everyone that the key to locating missing children is getting current information in the hands of your local authorities. Keeping recent photos of your child in hand is a must. Make sure that you know what your child is wearing when they leave home and have your child fingerprinted at an early age, because although children may change, fingerprints don't. That message courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Stand back here, and I was just pointing out that there has been a lot of question as to why the FBI went after Governor Spitzer. Now, certainly I don't think people ought to be, going to prostitutes when they're married, and especially when they've been the Attorney General of the state and prosecuted people who are involved in prosecution. But it is not the function of the FBI to tap people's telephones, to check their finances, to find out if they're involved in prostitution. So why did the federal government specifically target Spitzer, Prostitution is not a federal offense. It has nothing to do with the federal government. And yet, of course, they're trying to get him for structuring, taking out $5,000 at a time, as if he's trying to conceal, so he wouldn't have to take out $10,000 at a time. Well, he wasn't paying the prostitute $10,000. He was paying her $5,000. Certainly, what he did was wrong, but what the government did was wrong, because if they can go after him, and they did target him, why they could go after anybody. So why did they go after him? Well, apparently, many of the states have been trying to deal with the current housing crisis and pass laws that would require lenders, people who hold the mortgages, to work out some sort of a situation to withhold foreclosure. And they were trying to stop people from being put out of their homes. And all across this country, state legislatures have been trying to take action that would stop this whole downward spiral, financial spiral that's coming with the home foreclosures. But the federal government has intervened and said, no, you can't do that. I mean, only the federal government can intervene in the housing crisis. And, of course, all 50 state attorney generals all 50 state attorney generals all across the United States had written briefs saying what the federal government was wrong. What the people in the state do, what the state legislators do to try to control the housing crisis should be a state affair, not a national affair. It has nothing to do with the federal government. And, of course, Spitzer was supportive of that, this move, and, of course, was trying to solve the housing crisis in the state of New York, and it is suggested that's why they targeted him. After all, they don't want a solution at the federal level. They want the problem because it will drag down and destroy our financial system. Why would they want to do that? Well, because you can't have a one-world government unless you have a one-world currency. And the only way to get a one-world currency is not only to destroy the American dollar, but to destroy the reserve currency of the world. And that's what they're in the process of doing. At least this has been given as a suggestion as to why they targeted Spitzer. But believe me, the federal government had no right to do that, but they can target anybody they want to. And, of course, that's what they did with Spitzer. They wanted to destroy him. And it's a good lesson for anybody who stands up today. Now, whether you like Elliot Spitzer or not, and I don't happen to like him, whether you approve of prostitution or not, and I don't approve of prostitution, and I think he was a hypocrite, but that was no reason for the federal government to target him. Well, right now, let's get back to our guest, Joseph Christopher. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But, Joseph, do you want to tell people how they can get copies of your book?
Certainly. The website is www.sweetsilverjoe.com. That's www.sweetsilverjoe.com. All ran together, and takes you right out to the website, and you can order the book right from there. And if you do not have internet access, the phone number is 1-888-795-4274. That's 1-888-795-4274.
All right, fine. And so it's a good book. It's a readable book. And it really lets you know about why we were leading into a silver crisis. But ladies and gentlemen, that silver crisis has arrived. And when you talk to the coin dealers, and they tell you they can't get bars. If they want to order medallions, they go to their suppliers and they say, well, we can get them for you in 6 or 8 weeks. In other words, the federal government is falling behind in minting. They're getting so much demand that they just can't keep up with it. And then, of course, the people who control the silver bars just aren't making them available. We are moving into a severe financial crisis. I believe it is all planned. I believe they know exactly what they're doing. And remember, they do not want a solution. They want a problem. Because that's how they're going to be able to impoverish so many of the American people. Our number, 970-689-8255. If you agree, if you disagree, give us a call right here at the American Freedom Network. Well, Joseph, what sort of response have you gotten to your book as you put it out? And I know you've been on other radio stations across America, and you've been on some of our other programs. What sort of response are you getting to your book?
It's been a very good response. A lot of the comments I've gotten is that it's a book you could give to your friends, to your family, when you've tried to explain the current economic crisis that's going on in our country and in the world, and you just don't seem to be getting anywhere. It's a quick read, a book that you could give to someone. It's quite inexpensive. It's right around 100 pages long. And it's something you could give out to your family and to help explain why you need to get out of the dollar, why you need to put your family into survival mode, to have a cache of food on hand in your pantry, and to have silver and gold on hand for the times that lie ahead.
And I think it's vitally important that people begin making plans. And I mean, because if they don't, I fear that people will end up like the people in Rhodesia today, living in a country in Zimbabwe, where the United States State Department put the man, Robert Mugabe, in power, and knowing full well he was a lifelong Marxist, and their inflation rate's 100,000% a year. I know when I lived in Africa for a time, and you know, Rhodesia was a wonderful country in those days. It was a prosperous country. There was no racial discrimination in the country. There were no racial laws. But you see, our government wanted to create a problem. They wanted to destroy. It was because it was a good country. It was the breadbasket of Africa, and today the people are starving, thanks to the American State Department. And believe me, the same forces, the same Council on Foreign Relations forces, are in control in Washington, D.C. They were in control when we brought a communist regime to power in Rhodesia back in 1980. So don't sit back and say, well, it can't happen here, because you're beginning to see the first evidence of it. As the economy begins to shake, as people are being thrown out of their homes, as more and more and more of the housing industry is shutting down, the financial industry is shutting down, and then the car industry is shutting down because people don't have the money to buy cars, and they're going to be cutting back on the number of cars they're producing this year to a level we haven't seen in many, many years. The whole economy is beginning to shake. We better make preparations. We'll be right back in just a moment.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting limu mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Our guest is Joseph Christopher. His book, Sweet Silver. Our telephone number here, 970-689-8255. Do we have you back there?
Yes,
Joseph?
I'm back.
Okay. Hey, do we have a caller? I guess not. Anyway, we do have a caller.
Okay.
Who's on the line? Who's calling in? Is anybody calling in? Just not. Okay.
Okay. Dr. Stan?
Yum. Who's there?
This is Joseph Christopher. Back.
Yum. But there was another voice. Is there another voice here? Well, it's... all right, fine. Well, if there's anybody out there who's calling him... speak up. Don't be bashful. We seem to be having some difficulty there. Anyway, first, Joseph, Cindy, I think that this is the time we've been knowing was going to happen. And what are your thoughts? How high do you think silver can go?
Well, when you compare it in inflation adjusted to its all-time high back in 1980 of $50 an ounce, just to keep up with inflation, $150 an ounce is where silver would have to get to surpass its inflation-adjusted high. So it certainly can get up to that level, certainly can go higher, certainly as the U.S. dollar continues to fall and fall against the basket of currencies that they rated against, which, of course, are all fiat-based currencies anyway. I certainly think in dollar-denominated terms it can go much higher than 150. But the greater thing, I think, to keep in mind is that we should look at precious metals as a savings account, and the amount in dollars that they're at really isn't near as important as protecting your family savings, protecting your future from total evaporation.
And this is the thing, you know, most people in America and throughout the world are going to get wiped out in this coming financial catastrophe that is sweeping the world. It's not just here in the United States. They were able to sell these phony bonds, these subprime mortgage bonds, to people all throughout the world. And of course, as foreclosures increase, the price of property goes down, and many people, even who would be able to, under ordinary circumstances, pay for a home, suddenly find that they're paying on a mortgage for a home that's worth far less on the open market than their mortgage is. So why should they continue paying, you know, for a home that isn't worth what the mortgage is? And more and more people, even who certainly would be considered, you know, very responsible risks, are simply walking away from their homes. And we've just begun the process. We're just at the very beginning of this.
Right.
I don't listen to these people who tell you, oh, we're halfway through, or three quarters of the way through. No, we're just beginning this. And believe me, the story that's come out about, you know, the various states trying to solve the problem and the federal government not letting them, understand they do not want a solution. They want the problem. And that's the real problem that we're facing today. Well, certainly I think that silver is something that people should very seriously consider. And the fact that the shortages develop, that certainly a few of the financial letters that I'm taking have commented on this, but it's not got into the general media yet, but it will. And when it does, I think the price is really going to begin moving up, as it should, because it's been kept artificially low for such a long period of time.
Yes.
Well, Joseph, we've got a few minutes. What thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners about silver? And certainly this is an industrial metal as well as a precious metal, a monetary metal. So there is going to be, you know, a demand for it. People who use it in their products, they're going to have the silver one way or another, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. And I think one quick point that needs to be brought up, and I'm sure it's been brought up on your show, about the recent failure of Bear Stearns, which I don't know how many people realize was the fifth largest U.S. bank. And my brother-in-law actually works for J.P. Morgan Chase down in Columbus, and he's brought me some information that I can't really mention on the radio, but a few of the little tidbits certainly is that stock was well over $70 a share. And when J.P. Morgan bought it, they bought it for $2 a share. And, of course, the media did a pretty good job of covering up, but that was a flat-out bank failure. I mean, there's no two ways around it. And when we start seeing, as you've mentioned quite a few times, when we start seeing bank failures, we certainly saw in England, and now we've seen one here. The big question is, who's going to be the next one? And so certainly it's time, if you haven't already, to get very proactive, certainly silver, but certainly other things as well, the things you're going to need for the future to survive, certainly food, certainly shelter, getting debt-free, which is the very first chapter of my book, to get out of debt. And if you haven't already, time is very, very short, I believe, and we're seeing the silver shortages, the bank failures. Your time is quite short.
I agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that the people begin to get into a very, very defensive position and realize, of course, what's happening financially, realize what is happening politically, and then, of course, make their plans accordingly. And I believe we're moving into an authoritarian society. It has been suggested that there was a meeting, an emergency meeting held in Congress. I don't know if it's true or not, but, of course, we've heard this from several reliable sources, that they got the congressmen together. They said, look, we're facing a real financial crisis. There could be tremendous unrest in this country. There could even be a civil insurrection. We're going to go ahead. We've made arrangements for the congressmen and their families to be safe. And you are not to talk about this anyplace. Is it true? I don't know. But I think there's a lot to suggest that it may very well be true. They know where we're headed. They don't want a solution. They want the problem. Joseph, thanks very much for being with
us. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends, family, and listeners, we at the American Freedom Network are all grieved at the untimely passing of our friend Michael Corbin. His funeral was scheduled for Monday, but that has been postponed, and as of this time, we have no further details. Keep listening to the American Freedom Network. We will keep you informed as we receive the information, and we will make the appropriate announcements. And we thank you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, and if you've not yet heard my talk on the financial tsunami, it is even more apropos now than when we gave it a year and a half or so ago. There's a syllabus that goes with that. You need to understand what's going on. It's available in both DVD and video, and, of course, the syllabus, if you get the syllabus, you get a reduced rate. And then, of course, we have another new talk. It's called The Planned Police State. That comes with the syllabus and the same situation. You get the two of them together, you get a reduced rate. You need to have the information. You need to have it to your fingertips. You need to let people know that everything is in place for a police state for martial law. And if the story we've heard is true, why, they've already told members of Congress, but they're not allowed to talk about this, that they're very, very concerned. Why? Because they've created the problem. They created this financial crisis, and they do not want a solution to it. They want the problem. And once you begin to understand that, why, everything begins to make sense. Because there really are people who have a different worldview, because they worship a different god, and their goal is to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations, over 700 military bases throughout the world. We do have a world empire. Has anybody on the inside ever come out and admitted what it's about? You need, of course, to read the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I think we still have a few copies left, although when those are gone, there won't be any more. This is written by Joseph Perkins, who was on the inside, recruited into the National Security Agency, and then sent out as part of a program to bring the world under control and all of its leaders. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with him, Economic Hitman. And then, of course, we have a second book, which he had written, and, of course, we have a second tape set on this subject. The name escapes me right at the present time, but you can certainly request it, and we'll get it for you. You need to have this information. You need to understand that there really are people who have a different worldview. To get into the background of this, of course, you need my talk on The Forbidden Secret, my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You get that on DVD if you'd prefer. But there is a spiritual battle going on, and there are spiritual forces behind this whole move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, give us a call. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can go there, listen to our programs live or archived or on MP3. Watch many of our DVDs. They're there. You can watch them for nothing. Certainly, you can pull down our newsletters, read them through. Actually, pull them down, copy them, read them, and study them. And then, if you want the documentation, we have it. We have the documentation on everything we say. Understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even know that there's a battle going on today. Well, I fear they're going to find out in very, very short order. We have very real problems. There are growing shortages of food in many parts of the world. And don't think that there won't be eventually shortages of food here. If you'd like an emergency food catalog or an emergency, just a health catalog or one of our regular catalogs, copy of my newsletter, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and then pray for America, pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, our protection.
to talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Friends,